As you work to improve your mentoring and coaching skills, there are a few things to remember. You are there to help them do a better job, not for them to help you do a better job. Your employees need to know that you care about them. You need to like people in order to be a supervisor, not to mention to work in the social service field. Your staff depend on you. You have to invest in them, and they will invest in you. Allow the employee to take the lead about what they are willing to share. You want to build trust and avoid making them feel like you are intruding. We acknowledge when someone has a relative who passes away or is going through a major life change. When you show you care, your employees will be much more likely to give you their 100%. If you are going to do the work of becoming a more person-centered organization, you need to have a staff of employees who also buy into the idea of person-centeredness. By demonstrating how to be person-centered, by being person-centered with the people that you employ, you will have better outcomes and a workforce that is willing to support people to live the life they want to live.